Hello and welcome to the Flight for the Human Spirit podcast. I'm Michael Combs. So glad you're here. Well, boy, I almost have to say this is a special edition, Flight for the Human Spirit podcast, because we did it, my friends. We did it. I am at the West Coast. I'm at Fort Rosecrans National Cemetery right now, overlooking the San Diego Harbor, San Diego Bay, and right behind me is the vast and beautiful and Pacific Ocean. This has been an amazing couple of days of flight since I talked with you last. I have met some very, very dear people out here in the world. Michelle was a little concerned when I took off from Dallas a few weeks ago, thinking that we wouldn't have any place to stay or there would be no place of refuge west of the Continental Divide. But that has certainly been an unfound fear, which I'm glad to say. This is the last few days I landed in Salt Lake City and called up a very good friend of mine, and I just wanted to say hi, and he invited me to come over and stay with him, and it ended up that I was there for a few days because the next day was too windy to fly, and the day after that we were actually at the airport, and a developing storm came in and caused us to stay grounded for another day. So Glade and your family, I sure appreciate you taking me in and your very warm hospitality. It was nice to be a part of a family again. After that, I took off and flew to Elko, Nevada. Elko is just a wonderful town. The people there were unbelievably nice and friendly. From Elko, I flew onward to Carson City. And again, Carson City was unbelievable. Bob and Carol took me in. And actually had me stay in their house, and I tell you, these were complete strangers, but we sure didn't feel like strangers at the end of the few days that I was there. They are very, very involved with the Young Eagles chapter of their EAA chapter, and boy, I tell you, these guys are doing it right. It's just wonderful to see their level of enthusiasm and care and concern to make sure that kids have the opportunity to fly. And it's so much so that they take young people up and fly them once a month, but they also go out to other cities and towns in their area where there are no EAA chapters and do the same thing with other pilots. So I had just such a memorable time there in Carson City, Nevada. They took me out and showed me Virginia City, which was an amazing place, and I know I'll have the number wrong, but it was the Comstock load that we hear about in our history books, but is 1,200,000+ of silver and gold that were taken out of that area. Unbelievable place. It's like stepping back in history, so go to Virginia City sometime. Likewise. After that, we went up to Lake Tahoe, and boy, what a beautiful place. I forgot just how beautifully peaceful Lake Tahoe is. After I left the Carson City area, and thank you, Bob and Carol, once again, I tell you, I sure miss you guys already. I flew onward to Tonopah, Nevada, which is right on the edge of the Nevada testing grounds, or the Nevada proving grounds. That infamous area that we always hear about and think about. Well, it was just fun just flying right by there. Flying out of Tonopah was a fun experience because there was a lot of military activity on both sides of me as I flew through a safe corridor. And, I mean, they were doing everything from bombing practice to rescues, it sounded like. I mean, it was just very interesting how involved the military was that day that I flew through. From Tonopah, I flew on, onward to Victorville, California, and I had been told that this airport in Victorville was really trying to attract the general aviation community. I didn't see it. There were only, I think, two or three other aircraft, general aviation aircraft, that were there while I was there overnight. And gas ended up costing $6.18. It was the second most highest priced fuel that I've seen across the country. So I can't recommend that airport. Sorry. Got up the next day, and onward I went to Palm Springs, where I met some fans that were just incredible. This one guy knew, and Bob, I know you know I'm talking about you, but he knows the flight, I think, better than I do. It was fantastic to see. From Palm Springs, it was supposed to be their hottest day of the year. It was forecast to be 116. I took off, it was 108 is what it measured in the aircraft. Flying up, I was several thousand feet up. The temperature was still 105 degrees. Oil temperature was very high. I had to just level off and get as much air around that engine to cool down that oil as quickly as I could, which fortunately it did work, which cooled it off enough to allow me to climb higher so I could clear the mountains that were surrounding that area and blocking the way from Palm Springs to San Diego here. Flight was just a beautiful one. I tell you, I can't describe how it felt coming over the mountains and seeing the Pacific Ocean. My friend, you know how hard fought this flight has been, and seeing that Pacific Ocean grow closer and closer, I just became so thankful. And I know I've talked about this in earlier podcasts, which I think are even erased and offline, but that thankfulness is such an important part of my life, and I was so thankful. I just was thanking Remos and the fans. I was thanking our technology partners. I was thanking our team, and especially my family, for all that every one of you has done to get this flight to the West Coast. So here we are. The Hampton Inn has taken us in for two nights now, and I really, really, really appreciate it. When I landed at the airport, Montgomery Field, it was just a strange experience because I was just jubilant that we had made it. I mean, this flight has now stopped at 125 stops. Think about that. 125 cities and towns across the country that we've touched the wheels down in and gotten out and talked to people. Likewise, we've reached over 35 million people with the television interviews, radio interviews, magazine articles that are even magazine articles that are coming up. So it's incredible the feat that we've accomplished. 45 states now behind us. And as of touching down in Palm Springs, it was 18,000 miles behind that tail of Hope One. So quite an accomplishment, to say the least. And just stepping out of the plane, it was strange because the FBO didn't know we were coming. And apparently they had never checked their emails for quite a while. There were 162 unread emails, and ours, of course, were some of them, announcing that we were coming. So I'm not sure about Montgomery Field. I was going to use this as my takeoff point for setting a world record, but I'm just not sure at this point. I've got 10 months to think about that, and we'll look at it and see what we need to do and what other alternatives there are. But I sure enjoy being here in California. I just a few minutes ago put my hands in the water of the Pacific Ocean, and now I'm here at the cemetery, and I tell you, cemeteries are sometimes one of the best places I can think of to go, where you can just reflect on your life and what it is that you are doing and what it is that you need to do. I hope that I'm making a difference out there. I hope that lives are being touched in multitudes. If not, I'm trying my best, my friends. I know that I have a lot of people who write in and say how much they're appreciative of the flight and the inspiration that we've provided. And I hope that telegraphs to your heart and your soul as well. As I look at these headstones, I'm thinking of you. And I want those few lines that are written under your name to count. Maybe it could be, he loved life. Maybe it could be, she loved her family. I'm not sure what it is that you would like to say or have said about you. But think about that. Life is too short, my friends. I don't know if I'll have tomorrow, and neither do you. So we've got to make today count. So do me a favor and tell one friend today how much their life means to you. Well, onward from here to, we're going to move up the coast north to, from San Diego, and then onward to Alaska. So I will talk to you later. You take care. And remember, if I can fly, what can you do? This is Michael Combs, signing off for now. Bye now.